When Australian filmmaker Scott Hicks decided to make a movie about the life of concert pianist David Helfgott, he didn't expect the film to have a very broad audience. Helfgott was a one-time child prodigy in Australia who had spent much of his life in mental hospitals, unable to make music. Hicks's film, Shine, is about the events that led to Helfgott's comeback. It was a hit at this year's Sundance and Toronto film festivals and swept Australia's Film Institute Awards. Critic Bob Mondello says it's easy to see why.
We first see David Helfgott stammering and gibbering to himself in a pouring rain outside a restaurant where a waitress is about to take pity on him. As played by Jeffrey Rush, David is a 40-something mess, manic and disoriented. But in a series of flashbacks, we learn that he has a far more compelling history than his appearance would suggest. A child prodigy in the 1950s, he was pushed onto the concert stage by his authoritarian, abusive father, who both wanted him to triumph and was terrified that that triumph would lose him his son. When David received offers to study abroad, his father went into manipulative overdrive.
David, if you love me, you will stop this mess. You will not step out that door. David, if you go, you will be punished for the rest of your life, my David.
As played ferociously by Armin Mueller-Stahl, David's father isn't so much a monster as a man who hasn't dealt with his own demons and who is consequently creating demons in his son. The effect of those demons proved overwhelming to an insecure lad who was to spend years in a mental institution, undergoing shock therapy and forbidden to play the music that had become his whole life. He emerged as the chattering wreck we first see and who resurfaces toward the middle of the film, his hands flutter nervously and his voice quavers as he fills every waking second with what initially sounds like gibberish, then like a sort of verbal music, flights of 30-second notes that turn conversations into arpeggios.
What sort of chart, Sylvia? What sort of chart?
Astrological.
Oh, the stars. I love the stars. Astronomical, very astronomical. Oh, the planets. Mustn't forget the planets, of course, Mercury and Neptune and so forth. Oh, the music of the spheres, if music be the food of love. Oh, very gastronomical, isn't it, Gillian? Oh, the food of love, it is, Gillian. Oh.
Hearing him like this, most people understandably considered him damaged goods, and as the advertising slogan has it, they laughed when he sat down at the piano. But not for long.
Bravo. Bravo. Encore. Oh, sock it to us, Liberace.
That's enough.
The real David Helfgott played the piano for actor Jeffrey Rush and the two excellent youngsters who play David as a boy and a younger man. Watching childhood habits and defenses evolve through all three performances into peculiarly disabling behavioral tics is like putting together a psychological jigsaw puzzle. Slowly, a portrait emerges of the fragile man inside the off-putting exterior. And that's not the only pleasure the film has to offer. Director Scott Hicks uses music in Shine in unusually compelling ways. The screenplay was apparently conceived in movements of alternating rhythms as if it were a concerto, which is a trifle abstract for most of us. More graspable is the use of music by the Russian composer Rachmaninoff, whose third piano concerto is Helfgott's biggest obsession in the film. Rachmaninoff was, like Helfgott, an internationally famous child prodigy. He too suffered extended periods of work-stopping depression and was subjected to bizarre therapies before he managed to return to a creative life. Small wonder the pianist and his music teachers regarded the enormously difficult third concerto, Rock 3, they call it, as a summit to be climbed at one's peril.
Page, for God's sake, the notes!
Sorry, I was forgetting them, Professor.
Would it be asking too much to learn them first?
And then forget them.
Precisely. Just give me the fingering.
The professor in this scene is classical acting legend John Gielgud, who at 91 doesn't seem to have any trouble keeping up with the antsy young Helfgott, played by Noah Taylor. Also lovely is Lynn Redgrave as a woman who sweeps into the pianist's life like some rescuing angel. But the performer you come away marveling at is Geoffrey Rush, a respected Australian stage actor who manages to fuse with the two younger actors playing the same part into one achingly eccentric character, a character so vividly otherworldly that a written postscript to the film is almost shocking. It reminds you that the real David Helfgott and his wife Gillian are still around and participated in making Shine glisten, as it undeniably does. I'm Bob Mondello.